taking a lead on biofuels. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, we hear almost daily about high energy prices, and there are a lot of groups out there that want America to get serious on replacing foreign oil with renewable fuels like ethanol and biodiesel. And that's part of the reason that the Farm Bureau is taking an interest. And yesterday, several farmers and industry leaders took part in the Farm Bureau's Biofuels Committee meeting in Columbia. Dyer County farmer Malcolm Birchville is the group's chairman.
I think it's be a lot better to be out ahead, helping give direction rather than be at the end of the train being drug along. And this way we can be out in front and maybe help guide and lead in the policies more favorable to what we would want.
Now, Birchville says farmers have been paying quite a bit extra on fuel for their tractors and fertilizer for their crops, and increasing the use of bioenergy will not only help farmers, consumers, but also protect the environment.
Our national security is really important to us, but also having a market for the crops that we produce and helping maybe prices to rise a little bit more from what they are now so that we can continue farming, and also maybe the input cost to help bring those down some.
Now, we know that Tennessee farmers can produce a lot of corn and soybeans, but they need help in bringing on new facilities to produce biofuels and a better infrastructure to distribute the end product. Ed Harlan is the agribusiness coordinator with the Tennessee Department of Agriculture.
The good news is here in Tennessee we do have a tremendous amount of grains produced, and we have the population base to buy and to use these alternative fuels. We are seeing an increase in usage across the state.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.